Things are always changing. Whether we like change or not, we all know it is a fact of life. Sometimes it just happens over time, and other times it's very intentional. In today's episode, I announce changes I'm making to the podcast to better serve you, the backbone of the church office staff. I hope you'll like these changes, as I'm excited to expand the topics to help even more of you in that all-important church office role. Let's do this. Hello, friend. Welcome to the Church Finance and Minister Tax Podcast. My name is Michelle Brown, and I am honored to be your host. In this podcast, we will discuss topics to help you organize, maximize, and utilize your God-given talents and skills so you can do what you do best, which is take care of the business side of the church with excellence. If you are a church secretary, bookkeeper, administrative assistant, or any other superpower title you've been given, then this is the podcast for you. So grab your notebook and pen and your favorite beverage, and let's get ready to learn something cool today. Hello, and welcome to the newly renamed podcast, the Church Finance and Minister Tax Podcast. I want to share with you today why I felt the need to rebrand the podcast at this particular time and just what you can expect. And as always, I would love to get some feedback from you about the new direction we are going, so feel free to email me or shoot me a DM to let me know your thoughts. I still believe that note takers are history makers, and there's always something you can take notes on, so let's get started. So I was recently going through some papers in my office, and I came across a survey that asked church finance managers how much of their time was actually allocated to just finances. What do you think the answer was? Remember, finance is part of their job title, but nearly 50% of those who responded said that only 21 to 40% of their time was actually spent working on the finances of the church. That means that 60 to 79% of their time was spent on non-finance duties. Are you surprised? Well, I'm not. Many small to medium-sized churches only have one individual running the entire office, from greeting visitors to processing payroll to scheduling building repairs. And many of these individuals have no professional background in accounting or bookkeeping, much less in the unique nuances of church finances. Being a quote-unquote church secretary these days involves way more than answering phones and typing up letters, which is seriously what most people think they do all day. Well, I'm here to tell you that I know for a fact there is way more than that in your day-to-day duties, and I want to help you get organized, maximize your resources, and utilize the talents and skills God has given you to do this job. Working in a church office is a calling. Yes, just like a pastor is called to preach, you are called to work in the church office. When I was on staff, I was the director of education and finance. I dealt with numbers and taught the Bible. I loved my job. Capital L-O-V-E-D, loved my job. It was my calling. It was my ministry. I was giddy with joy and overwhelmed with gratitude when I received the offer to work at the church. I was also blessed enough to work in a church that had a good secretary, and I'll be the very first to admit that I would not make a good secretary anywhere, much less a church where you really should be kind to everyone. Talk about multitasking, the secretary was a master at it. After taking a few days to ponder those survey results, I knew that continuing to teach church finances was still important, but I also knew I was missing out on helping the other church staff office members who are doing more than just the finances. So in this new chapter of the podcast, I will be doing my best to help you succeed in running that church office like a well-oiled machine. I will continue to offer the most up-to-date tax information for your ministers, payroll, and tax preparation, and will include the newest tax court case disclosures as they are made available. In addition to church finances and taxes, episodes will also cover administration and organization skills to help you do the very best in serving your church, all with a healthy dose of Jesus. I love the church, and I believe that if you are working in a church office, that you do as well. From my 34 years of working in an office environment, either as an employee or a business owner, I promise to give you my very best advice on how to run your office efficiently and with integrity. I hope this new format is helpful and that you will share this information with others so that you gain the knowledge and skills they need to do their job more confidently and efficiently. And that's it, my friend. All previous episodes of the Bookkeeping with a Purpose podcast are still available for you to listen to, as the podcast location is not changing. Everything's still in the same location. We're simply rebranding a little to help a larger segment of the community. You got ideas for an episode topic? I want to know. Shoot me a DM at Michelle R. Brown, EA, or you can email me at michelle@churchfinances.org. I'd seriously love to hear from you. There will also be a new episode tomorrow and each Tuesday after that. So I hope you're ready to learn some more cool church finance stuff, because there is tons I've still got to teach you. Another thing that has stayed the same is my closing statement. Are you ready? Let's all strive to make an impact and not just an income. Remember to always look your best, do your best, and be your best. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thanks again for listening today. If you haven't joined our free Facebook community yet, check it out at www.facebook.com/groups/church-bookkeeping-and-clergy-tax. Okay, again, if you're in Facebook, just type in church, bookkeeping, and clergy tax. You do have to answer the membership questions, but get those answered. And please know that no matter what is going on in your part of the world, God's got you, girl. Be blessed, my friend. Bye-bye.